little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball, of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
On how good that's
little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball, of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Well, hello there, pickleball world. It's Donna Sullivan and my partner, Kitty Kao, here today. And we've got a special guest with us, David Fox, who's the tournament director for Pickleplex. Hey, Dave.
Hi,
Donna.
So we are so excited to talk today about this awesome World Pickleball Championship that just went on here in Punta Gorda last weekend. I know Kitty and I were present there most of the weekend. Other than the rain, it was just a great event. And I know even with rain, we dealt with it. It delayed us a bit, but the players still went on, and it turned out to be a great tournament. We wanted to kind of walk us through the process of how you got this whole thing set up with Pickleball Global.
Well, okay. Well, good morning, first of all.
Yeah, nice to have
you. And the way it all started, we were actually at the U.S. Open in Naples this past year. And Pickleball Global talked to us down in Naples, and they heard about Pickleplex. And at that time, Pickleplex wasn't open yet. This is back in April, I believe, or May.
Still all on paper?
No, it was almost finished.
Yeah, they were building it, remember?
So we were a month away, okay. And they wanted to know if we might be interested in having a tournament for them at Pickleplex.
Mm-hmm.
So they contacted us again in the summer, and once we were up and running, they were telling us their plans. They wanted to have the biggest purse ever in pickleball, a $100,000 purse. And they would need a stadium court, and they wanted to know if we were going to have more courts available. I told them at this time, all we have is the 16 available, and we have no stadium court. But they were still interested. They contacted us back, and a month later, we start talking and negotiating if they can rent our courts. They even talked to the Visitors Bureau of Charlotte County, and began working with them and with Pickleplex to try to get this whole ball rolling back in the summer for the December championship tournament.
Right.
And what this championship tournament is, they go through the year and they have their own rating of all the players in pickleball. They have a rating.
Right.
And so they rate from 1 to, I don't know, 200, 300, whatever. And the top, the pros, the top 10 or 15, 20, was invited to come to this tournament to play out to see who is the best
in the world.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that all came about.
Wow. And we had people from other countries, and it was, even though the rain, it was well attended. The bleachers were full, the VIP sections were full, and people set up their chairs on the other end of the court, because it wasn't just the pros playing. We had senior pros playing, and we had, you know, just other picklers playing in the tournament. But I must say, there were some highlights to the tournament, Dave. And one was watching those pros, seniors and the other pros. And I'm telling you, one of the matches that was really memorable to me was when Vivian beat Lucy. Because Lucy, I think, rated number two, maybe.
Yeah, one or two. She's
or
up
two.
There, yeah.
Well,
her and Simone.
Lucy's number one, though, right?
I don't know. Simone might be. I don't know. It depends. Like, some of them are one in singles, some of them are one in mixed
That's
doubles.
True.
You know,
yeah.
so
yeah.
I'm not sure, but she's certainly up there. And she beat Vivian beat her, and they were playing two out of three, and Vivian beat her in two.
It wasn't even close. That was what. I mean, it was 15 to 6, I think, and 15 to 3.
Yeah, right.
So she would have played three games if it was close. Yeah. But to see her do it, it was just amazing
to
watch.
And she's just so sweet and humble, too, you know? And you think, well, that girl, she's so kind and good. And then she gets out there with that paddle, man, and she just drives it at you. It's something else, isn't it?
She's always smiling on that court.
Right, she is all the time.
She's very well disciplined. Mm-hmm. You know, and she'll never say nothing bad about anybody.
Oh, I can believe
that's nice.
But, you know, she's rated. She was rated number 10th
okay,
in singles.
I was wondering what she was rated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she came out like she was number one all the way.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and I think the crowd started rooting for Vivian.
Yeah,
because,
I do too.
The underdog.
Know, they knew this was an underdog. They knew this would be an upset.
Yeah. Right.
You know, one thing I heard, and Matt, he's boyfriend, girlfriend with Lucy.
Okay.
And I saw him. He came down to the box after the games was over. He says, there was no way you were going to beat her. Simone was going to beat her. Vivian was on a mission.
Yep.
And she would have beat anybody she was playing at that time.
Yeah.
That's how hot she was.
She really was.
Yep.
And calm and composed and full of confidence.
Yeah.
A quiet confidence, I would call it.
Yeah.
She was very impressive. Very impressive player. There were a lot of impressive players. I had never seen Ben Johns play.
Oh.
Wow. I think he's number one. I don't know.
Yes, he's number
but
one.
But he's number one male in the 19-plus category. Wow. It's something else, isn't it?
Yes.
You know who else I was impressed with? This young man, I think he's probably only 18, 19 years old, was Noah.
Noah, yes. He's a local.
I know he is, and I've heard he's a great pianist, too.
Yes, he plays down in Miami.
Okay.
Wow.
His dad was there, and his dad won.
His dad is a senior pro.
Yeah. Right, his dad won.
Barry Waddell.
That. Right. Yeah, they were a nice pair to watch.
Yep, yep.
Definitely father-son combo there.
But he sat there. I mean, I saw him at one point. He stood in one position, and this was, they're really hitting the ball pretty hard. And he was, like, robotic almost. Just very, very slightest movement from his hand right to left. And he just nailing. I mean, these are fast hit balls, but he was just
blocking.
It was crazy to watch him.
You couldn't move your head back and forth.
No,
you couldn't.
That quick.
No,
you know?
I
just kept it there because you know it's coming back.
Yeah, exactly. I was watching the crowd, and it was kind of fun to see their heads spin back and forth, back and forth. And after a while, your neck gets a little sore. It does. It was fun. It was so much fun.
But like you mentioned, Noah and his dad, Barry, they're locals.
Barry, that's
As well as Kyle Yates.
He's
from
Fort Myers.
Myers. He's a local as well.
And he's definitely in the top two or three.
Yes, he
is. Isn't Vivian a local?
Yeah.
Vivian's from
Naples.
Naples area.
Okay, so I knew she was
with
considered
Simone.
A local.
Right, right.
So we have many pros in the Southwest Florida region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's good.
And Irina, she's from Moscow, but she lives in Tucson now. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her last name. I was impressed with her, too.
Well, I couldn't even pronounce her last
name. I know.
Name.
I know. But she's one of my favorite players because she plays with a lot of discipline as well and composure.
I got to tell you, two of my favorite players in the pros were the Newmans, the brother and sister. Lindsay and Riley.
Right.
And you talk about respectable. They respect everybody. Lindsay, actually, somebody wanted to take my picture. And she goes, Dave, do you mind if I take a picture with you? You know, I mean, and that's how, you know, instead of me asking her, she come up to me and says, can I take a picture with you? Because somebody was taking my picture.
Right.
I say, absolutely, you know. And it's just their attitudes, as well as many of the other pros.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to embrace them, you know.
I hope they stay humble, too.
Yeah, me
too.
You
know, I mean, you look at some of these players in other pro sports and,
you know,
maybe they were like this in the beginning, but I don't know. Pickleball has a special attitude that the players bring, which is really refreshing and nice to see.
Yes, it is.
Well, like I said earlier, mingling with them and the crowd was so comfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end, I actually took a cracked pickleball. Actually, Lynn Cole helped me with this.
Right.
Going up to all the people that won and having them sign it.
Right.
And they were so cute. They were more than happy to sign my little cracked pickleball.
I know. I said, Kyle, will you sign our ball? He just gave a little grin to us and came right over, you know. It was fun.
At our grand opening tournament coming up this week, we had all the pros sign two paddles, and we're going to display it at the grand opening tournament.
Oh, perfect.
Are they going to be prizes, or did you just
No,
show?
I think it's going to be a keepsake for
Pickleplex. Nice.
You know?
That was a great idea.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Here I got a cracked pickleball, and he's got racket.
Yeah, but we have a couple balls, don't
we?
Signed? Yeah. They loved it. Well, you know, I think that it's got to feel good when somebody asks you, you know, when you sign my pickleball. You know what I mean? It's part of the fun of being a pro and
but
being a winning pro.
But they were all smiles.
They were.
Very happy to sign. It was so cute to see.
You know what last week's event reminded me of? Like the Super Bowl in a city. I mean, the city was pumped up.
Right.
The media, whether it be TV, paper. I mean, they embraced this whole pickleball championship past weekend. It was like a Super Bowl right here in Florida.
On a little smaller scale, but still, we get the anomaly.
I saw the Wink News. They covered it pretty well.
Yes.
And there was some people reporting, taking pictures for the paper. So,
Well,
I think it was
the paper had a whole table in the VIP section, I noticed.
Yes, they did.
For the media.
And NBC was doing interviews right there in the VIP section.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all over the place. The TV cameras were all over. And then you talk about TV. We had a great, you can watch the games at home. And it was good.
Between Webby and Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Golden.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you still able to watch those episodes?
Yes, you still can. They're on YouTube.
They're still on. You can go there and you can hit the play. And
just Google World Pickleball Championships Punta Gorda and it'll come up on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, and Scott Golden is just a delight to have around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes,
he
really
is. He's a sweet guy.
And he's a great interviewer and players love him. People love him, you know.
And I do want to bring up this one point. And this girl was a high school graduate of Charlotte High. She's now going to college in Tampa and University of Florida, and she sang the national anthem for us.
I wondered who that was. It was beautiful.
Rebecca Heitman is one of our pickleball players who recently just moved to California, Julie Heitman. She sang the national anthem for us, and she did a tremendous job.
It was spectacular.
Job. Yes, it was. So
we were just like the Super Bowl.
Another local.
Right, Very cool.
Well, I know there was a lot of representation from Pickleball Global at the tournament, of course. So I want to give a little recognition to the tournament director, Peter, is it DeLuna?
DeLuna.
I know Mac Moody, I work with her a little bit on the Sign Up Genius. She did a great job with the volunteers and organizing. And from what I understand, didn't meet him, but Jan David, the owner?
The owner, he owns a sports shop in Naples, and he basically organized everything financially here in Pickleplex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was he pleased with the outcome?
Oh, yes, he was. He's
good.
Very pleased. Actually, he's out of the country right now for 3 weeks.
Oh.
So we can't even get
We should say Vivian's his daughter, too, the young woman we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, Vivian David, that's his
Lucy.
Daughter.
Yeah.
He actually had two daughters playing in the tournament, Abby David and Vivian. And forgive me, but I don't know their son's name. They grabbed him because they wanted to have a mix. And he's not even a pro. And I felt sorry for
his
son.
He filled in.
Yeah.
I did hear that. Yeah, that must have been stressful for him, not even being prepared to play and then being asked to go in. But it's an honor, too.
Well, but when you got big sisters, you're used to doing that.
Yeah, I suppose.
You, on the court. That was funny.
What were some of the countries that were represented?
Okay, I can name a few of them. I know Brazil, Germany, Sweden.
Yes.
Scotland? Or were they Brits? I thought they were from Scotland.
Okay. Lucy is from
Slovakia?
Slovakia,
right.
Yeah.
And Irina is from Moscow.
Yeah.
She lives in
Bristol
now, but she's from Moscow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then... there was 12 countries, actually. And forgive me, I can't remember all of them. But,
no.
South America.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Brazil.
So
France.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But you see,
you know what's tough? It was during the holiday.
Yeah,
and
it was December 27th.
We had the week between Christmas mm-hmm. and New Year's.
Right.
And many of the pros, the Newmans from Arizona, they said that they really felt bad because they had to leave their families on Christmas night.
They had to fly on Christmas.
But, you know, Jan, he is planning to have the same tournament after New Year's.
Okay.
So it's not around the holidays next year.
Okay, good.
So they want to do a five-year program with us. They're asking to do a five-year program.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because before they left, consider it.
Meaning they have future tournaments
for 5 years,
Pickleplex
the same
over
one.
The next
the
five
championship
years.
For
every
next
year
five
for
years.
Five
really?
Years.
Wow, you know, that actually awesome. Would be great because I think they would see, too, the evolution of improvements
mm-hmm.
that are to come. So that's nice because they obviously here for the first big one at the opening,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to see that. Progression over the next 5 years, I think it'll be something really nice to talk about.
And the next tournament, Dave updated us on the evolution of the Pickleplex. And the next tournament should have a covered stadium court.
We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're hoping that will be.
Yeah, we're hoping that we can get that built with the covered so we don't have to work and put that.
Right.
make our own stadium court.
Yep. So the players will like it, and so will the volunteers.
Yeah.
So I heard some of the players talking about their wins, and they were saying that their wins from that purse of $100,000 got distributed across many of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it was just like dropped into their account electronically when they, based on the position that they won.
I'm not 100% sure how it was paid to them.
Right.
But one thing I can tell you, the one... pro, and I can't think of her name right now, she came in eighth, and she still received money from the purse.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so he paid out just about all the pros mm-hmm. to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you won, you got more money.
Right.
Whatever
Gold,
that was.
Silver, bronze, depending,
But every pro made something.
Yeah, I know Kyle and Ben each made $5,000.
Okay.
That's what
they
I
told
read.
You?
No, I read it somewhere.
Oh.
Or Golden told me. I think Golden Boy had it on his show.
Oh,
he said,
okay.
How would you like to come out and play pickleball and win $5,000 for something you love to do?
I know.
He was asking his listeners that. So, yeah. That's what he said. So,
plus, not only that, they also paid in the Open 5-0 people. They had a purse for the people playing outside
the 5-0s.
Of the pro courts.
Okay.
And the first place paid $1,000. Second place, $500, and $250 for third. So a lot of your 5-0 players that can't compete with the pros competed with the other 5-0s, and they received some of the purse mm-hmm. as well. So
we should say 5-0 is a rating, and it's the highest one you can get in pickleball. Starts at 2-5, goes to 3, 3-5, 4, 4-5, 5-0. So a 5-0 is a very good player. They just haven't reached pro status.
Right. Right.
So what would you say the difference is between, because I didn't watch any of the 5-0 players, although I know some of them. Between that level and the pro level, is there a huge gap between?
I think there is.
Yeah?
I think they're just that much quicker.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're quicker, and when they do hit hard, it's with the purpose.
Right.
They know where
they're
hitting it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not trying to hit it back real quick.
Right.
They know where they're going with it. You know what I'm
they
saying?
They have a purpose for every shot.
Yeah. And you know, one of the shots that... that we all want to do is around the post.
Right.
Yeah, they did that just regularly.
They did regular, but then the opposite pro battled it back.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know.
And there were a couple Ernies in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, when you talk about the speed of play, where it was, to me, most noticeable is in the singles.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't watched singles before. The singles play, they are really nailing that ball, and it's fast.
Yes, it is.
You know, it is fast, and many people have told me this, that they rather watch the women play rather than the men. Because the women, there's no holding back on the women. They just pound it back and forth, pound it back and forth. Where the men, they'll do a little dinking.
Yeah.
They wait for that one shot, they can slam it. The girls, not the girls.
Yeah.
You know, come at me. I'm coming
right
back. You know?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've definitely seen that.
And they are more fun to watch.
Right. Well, yeah, Ricky said, you know, Ricky, who he's a local coach, and he's a good player.
Ricky Deller.
Yeah, Ricky Deller said that women are better pickleball players than men in general. And they, but the reason that that doesn't show on statistics and in play is because women get in their heads much more than men. And
That's interesting.
And I think women do get in their heads more than men. Oh, my God, how did I look on that chat? Oh, you know, I screwed up. Shame on me, you know. We're more self-critical.
Yeah, yeah. So. But one thing on singles, real quick, the women and singles, they'll stay back.
I've noticed
the
that.
The men come right up to
they
the kitchen
come right
line,
up to the kitchen.
And they bow right in front.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah, that's true. The women did
they
stay back,
by the baseline
the whole time.
Yeah,
there wasn't any dinking going on in the stadium.
It's almost like a tennis game with the women singles.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. But it was fun to watch. I'm telling you, there are a lot of good players there, and I hope they come back.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's good for everybody, the people, the spectators, city, everybody. Yeah.
Have we mentioned who the big winner was?
Well, we did mention for the women's single was Vivian David.
Okay.
And it just so happens, I just learned this today, but that her dad's the one that owns the Pickleball Global.
And the store
the sponsor of the tournament.
And for the men's doubles, Kyle Yates and Ben John beat Tyson McGuffin. I can't remember Tyson's partners. And for the women's doubles, Simone and Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
Yeah, they won.
Were the winners there.
Well, weren't they Triple Crown? Didn't you say Simone?
Simone has been. I don't know
she
if she was she in this
crown.
Tournament.
She hasn't
yeah, she
been
has
recently.
Been a Triple Crown.
It's starting to spread out now.
Yeah.
That game that where Lucy and Simone won, I felt bad in a way because I was watching who they were playing. It was a mother-daughter team.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The
and
right.
the daughter is only 12 years old. And yes. I just wanted her to win.
The Waters, yeah.
The Waters.
No.
Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for her, man. She'll palm that. She's known as the biggest, the hardest hitter
she'll
in pickleball.
She'll be the top pro
yes.
in the women's.
Absolutely.
You give her another couple years, she'll be up there.
And she's mentally tough, too.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
mom was apologizing to her. She's saying, I'm sorry I let you down. And she goes, Mom, I'm 12.
Don't worry. She
don't
did
worry,
say that.
Mom, I'm 12. Yeah, they're pretty good. And they've, you know, and they've come out ahead of Simone and Lucy in the past. It's, you know, it's just all in a given day. You know,
real quick, I do want to tell you this, is that before the finals of the men's doubles, Riley Newman and Tyson, they beat Ben Johns and Kyle the night before.
That's right.
Oh.
That's
and
right.
then they come back
they
and
the
they destroyed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because I knew
Riley.
Kyle had lost that one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was surprising.
And that's all about pickleball. You can win or lose.
Yeah, that's true.
Depends on the
it's
day.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you know, pickleball is a game of streaks.
Yep.
Not only in the points, but in who's at top right now. You know,
correct.
Who's on top.
Correct.
Somebody else moves, and we've got so many younger players coming up that, you know, the old guard's going to get shuffled around a little bit. That's the way it goes, right?
Hey,
every
we have our own backyard young boy, Drew.
Oh, he's something.
Drew's coming around, and he's going to be in the pro ranks.
Yeah. I played with him once indoors,
yeah.
and we beat some pretty good players, thanks to Drew.
So in closing, I guess we'll just encourage anyone in the area to see if they can make their way to the Pickleplex Complex over there on Airport Road this coming weekend. We have the grand opening tournament, which we're very excited about. Peace River Pickler volunteers will be there helping. And
it's supposed to be. We've got a sweetheart tournament coming up. So there's a lot of action coming at Pickleplex.
Absolutely.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weather weekend.
Yes.
For
thanks
for
being
nice
on
play.
With us, Dave. It was great chatting
well,
with you about pickleball.
Thank you for inviting me. I
all
really
right.
appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Pickleball Chat.